Hello, everyone. So, I must tell you about another aspect of what happened when it came to the lives of my female sex partners in the past and myself. In our individual childhoods, we saw sexual harassment, unwanted sexualized comments, provocative gestures, honking, wolf whistlings, indecent exposures, stalking, persistent sexual advances, touching by strangers in public areas and private areas, sexual connotation laced actions, queerphobic slurs, transphobic slurs, homophobic slurs, femphobic slurs, misogynoir slurs, transmisogynoir slurs, transmisogyny slurs, misogynistic slurs, gayphobic slurs, hateful comments of all human statuses slurs, kissing noises, stares, non-sexually explicit comments, flashing, grabbing, sexual assault, and non-binary slurs. In our individual childhoods, we saw street harassment in the forms of comments, requests, and demands, commenting on physical appearance such as someone's body or the clothing they're wearing, continuing to talk to someone after they have asked to be left alone, following, groping, intentionally invading personal space or blocking the way, persistent requests for someone's name, number, other information, public masturbation or touching. Any comments insulting and demeaning the aspect of someone's identity. Sexist comments. Racist comments. Religious intolerance comments. Chauvinistic comments. Hyper-masculine comments. Toxic masculinity comments. Showing pornographic images without someone's consent. Ogling. Taking a photo of someone without their consent. Recording someone audio and film without their consent. Telling someone to smile seductively. Upskirting, which is taking a photo up a skirt or dress without that person's permission. Using a mirror to look up someone's skirt or dress without their permission. Catcalling. And intruding. Those are the things that we all saw that we both saw happen to other people individually in our childhoods. And then it gets worse, because those were forms of indirect sexual harassment and indirect street harassment, meaning we were victimized by it by simply seeing it happen to other people. And then here's the part where I'm going to tell you where we face direct street harassment and direct sexual harassment. So, when we were kids, the sexual predators and the sexual perpetrators sexually harassed us made unwanted sexualized comments against us, did provocative gestures against us, were honking at us, did wolf whistlings at us, did indecent exposures against us, were stalking us, were persistent in their sexual advances against us, they were touching us unlawfully as the strangers that they were in public areas and private areas against us. They made sexual connotation-laced comments against us. They did sexual connotation-laced actions against us. They did kissing noises against us. They did stares against us. They did non-sexually explicit comments against us. They did flashing. They did flashing against us. They did grabbing against us. They sexually assaulted us. They raped us. They made homophobic, queerphobic, biphobic, transphobic, non-binary, phobic, femphobic, gayphobic, misogynistic, misandrist, chauvinistic, hypermasculine, toxic masculinity comments against us. They made hateful comments regarding our race, our religion, our class, our ethnicity, and our disability against us. So there was comments, requests, and demands that happened against us. Commenting on physical appearance, such as our body and the clothing we were wearing, happened against us. Continuing to talk to us after we have asked, even ordered to be left alone, happened against us. Following us happened against us. Groping happened against us. Intentionally invading our personal space and blocking our way happened against us. Persistent requests for our name, our names, our contact information, and our address whereabouts happened against us. Public masturbation and frauderism happened against us. Deliberate non-consensual exhibitionism happened against us. Deliberate non-consensual voyeurism happened against us. Insulting comments and demeaning aspects of our identities happened against us. Being called racist, sexist, slurs happened against us. Being called colorist, slurs happened against us. showing pornographic images and pornographic videos without our consent happened against us. Ogling us happened against us. Taking photos and videos of us without our consent happened against us. Telling us to engage in seductive nonverbal communication and seductive verbal communication happened against us. Upskirting, which is taking a photo up a skirt or dress without our permission, happened against them. While up pantsing, which is taking a photo up a pants or jeans without that person's permission, happened against me. Using a mirror to look up someone's skirt or dress without their permission happened against them. When I say them in this case, I'm meaning the female sex partners I had. Using a mirror to look up my pants or my jeans without my permission happened against me. And catcalling happened against them and me. So these are the things that the women wanted me to share with y'all. They told me if I ever get a platform, share what happened to us. And I am sharing what happened to me. I'm not violating anybody's privacy or confidentiality. So I think that's one of the, you know, knowing what sexual harassment and street harassment and voluntarily speaking individually, I think that's why we gravitated towards each other. Also, they endured street harassment, sexual harassment from some of their past male sex partners way before I came along. And they endured from their boyfriends, man fiancés, husbands, and male casual sex partnerships, sexual narcissism, sexual psychopathy, sexual sickopathy, and sexual psychopathy. They also endured sexual personality disorders, sexual mood disorders, sexual psychotic disorders, sexual anxiety disorders, sexual psychosis, sexual agitation, sexual paranoia. And they had childhoods where there was sexual suicidal ideation from those they knew, and sexual homicidal ideation from those they knew. Basically, like sexual mental illnesses, sexual nervous breakdowns. And all of these things is what I witnessed within my own childhood. So every time they mention each of these traumas, I said, wow, my upbringing had all these same kinds of sexual traumas too. And one of the reasons why they gravitated towards me is I'm the only male that they never was victimized by sexual harassment. I'm the only male that they never were victimized by street harassment. And all the other sexual traumas I just said to you a while ago, I was the only one as a male that never gave them any of these sexual traumas directly nor indirectly. So these were the same women that were they were the ones that refused to let me go. Some even were determined to hold on to me for dear life. So at the time, we felt like we were sex addicts of each other. And we had more than one way of saying so through our words and through our actions pertaining to one another. Largely in part because of the sexual harassment, street harassment, and all the other sexual traumas I just mentioned a while ago occurred to us. It was unintentional sexual trauma we were doing to one another. It was sexual trauma bonding that we were doing to one another too. It was sexual acute trauma bonding we were doing. It was sexual compound trauma bonding we were doing. It was sexual complex trauma we were doing to one another. It was sexual vicarious trauma bonding that we were doing. It was sexual secondary trauma bonding that we were doing. Remember, sexual compound trauma we were doing, and sexual complex trauma bonding we were doing. And then, looking back on it, it was sexual trauma trigger bonding. It was sexual trauma stimulus bonding. It was sexual trauma stressor bonding. It was sexual trauma reminder bonding. It was sexual traumatic coupling bonding. It was sexual panic attack bonding. It was sexual flashback bonding. It was sexual post-traumatic stress disorder bonding. It was sexual trigger warning bonding. It was sexual content warning bonding. It was sexual acute stress disorder bonding. It was sexual content rating bonding. It was sexual emotional dysregulation bonding. It was sexual hypervigilance bonding. It was sexual repressed memory bonding. It was rape culture survivor guilt bonding. And it was rape culture involuntary response bonding as well. It was sexual psychological trauma bonding all in the forms of our promiscuity before we met each other, and my being promiscuous while they chose to just be monogamous with me. I was the only one promiscuous. They stopped being promiscuous when they met me. My promiscuity continued when I met them. They decided, I'll just have sex with you. You can have sex with all the other women. And I remember because of these sexual abuse trigger bonding, sexual assault trigger bonding, sexual violence trigger bonding, sexual bullying trigger bonding, sexual molestation trigger bonding, sexual grooming trigger bonding, sexual harassment trigger bonding, street harassment trigger bonding. Sexual predation trigger bonding, sexual perpetrating trigger bonding. That's why they all, meaning the women, told me that I would be the most award-winning porn superstar of all time and the greatest porn superstar of all time because I was the only male and the only person that they ever experienced an overflow, an overabundance of multiple full body orgasms of sensuality with eroticism mixed with. I was the only person that ever made them come. Simply, well, not simply, but because I was the only one that was a benevolent sex partner to them. I was the only one that had them experience benevolent sex, benevolent eroticism, benevolent sensuality with. So all these things happen for other reasons that are connected to these harassment trigger bondings. In our individual childhoods, we saw domestic violence in the forms of physical aggression, assault, hitting, kicking, biting, shoving, restraining, slapping, throwing objects, beating up, death threats, violent threats, sexual abuse, controlling, domineering, intimidation, stalking, passive / covert abuse, neglect, economic deprivation, strangulation, homicide, acid attacks, And when we were kids, we saw domestic violence in the forms of emotional abuse, financial abuse, withholding money or controlling all money, including that of other family members, social abuse, restricting access to friends and slash your family, insulting or threatening friends and slash your family, intimidation, and when we were children, we saw violence against sex workers in the forms of client violence, slapped, kicked, punched, threatened with physical violence, robbery, attempted robbery, beaten, threatened with a weapon, held against will, attempted rape, vaginal and anal, and oral, strangulation, kidnapped, forced to give a client oral sex, raped vaginally, orally, and anally, attempted kidnap, slashed or stabbed, raped internally, not just externally, and reported at least one incident of client violence to law enforcement. And we saw the rest of the forms of domestic violence, intimate partner violence, domestic sexual violence, and intimate partner sexual violence, all in the forms of being slapped, kicked, punched, threatened physical violence, robbery, attempted robbery, beaten, threatened with a weapon, held against will, attempted rape, vaginal, oral, anal, strangulation, kidnapped, forced to give a client oral sex, anal sex, vaginal sex, raped internally, attempted kidnap, slashed and stabbed, raped anally, vaginally, and orally, and externally, and very few police reports ever circulating. We witness the serial killing of sex workers and domestic violent offenders serial killing their victims. So me and the women I was sleeping with grew up exactly the same ways. And we were victims of mass sexual assault, groped, stripped, beaten, bitten, penetrated, raped. And lastly, we were victims of forced sexual penetration and the torture of us and the torment of us in sexual manners. We were victims of obscene sexual phone calls as children. We were victims of phone rape operates to. So in our childhoods, we witnessed the murder of pregnant women. When it came to domestic violence, we witnessed the intimidating words or gestures, loss of custody of one's children, called derogatory names, made to feel bad about oneself, being insulted, being humiliated and belittled in front of other people, being threatened with loss of custody of one's children, being confined or isolated from family or friends, being threatened with harm to oneself or someone cares about, harming oneself and others that are cared about, repeated shouting, destruction of possessions, controlling behavior, intimidating words or gestures, inducing fear. And, psychological harm, injury, death, maldevelopment, deprivation, physical violence, psychological abuse, sexual violence. And we were, lastly, gonna end the episode. As a child, I was forced to be a child brothel keeper, which means I was made to be a child agent for prostitutes, because I was made to collect parts of their earnings. I was forced to be a child pimp as a male. I was forced to be a child procurer. I was forced to do child procuring, child pimping, and child pandering, which means my boyhood facilitation. My boyhood facilitation or my boyhood provision of a prostitute or other sex workers in the boyhood arrangements of sex acts and sex positions with customers, all against my will, to no fault of my own. As a child, I was forced to traffic people into America for the purpose of soliciting sex. As a child, I was forced to operate a business where prostitution and all the other forms of sex work occurs. As a child, I was forced to transport prostitutes and all the other types of sex workers to the locations of their arrangements. As a child, I was forced to derive financial gain from the prostitution, all the other forms of sex work. In general. As a child, I was forced to have bottom women, which refers to women sex workers and women prostitutes who sat atop the hierarchy of women prostitutes, all the other types of women sex workers, working for a particular pimp such as I as a child, involuntarily speaking. I was forced to have bottom women who were usually the women prostitutes and the women sex workers who had been with the child pimp me the longest and consistently makes the most money regarding me as a boy. It's not my fault. Being the bottom women gave the women prostitutes, all the other types of women sex workers, status and power of the other women working for me, in quotations. However, the bottom women also bore many responsibilities when it came to me, air quotes. You can hear the disillusionment, disenchantment, and disgruntlement in my voice. The 11th Circuit best describes the bottom women's duties, air quote, as working the track in her pimp's me stead, running interference for and collecting money from the pimp me, other prostitutes, all the other women sex workers, and looking after the pimp me's affairs if the pimp me was out of town, incarcerated, or otherwise unavailable. And that the bottom women obligations did include handling finances and training, recruiting other prostitutes and all the other types of sex workers. I was forced to be a finesse pimp, which means using psychological trickery to deceive younger prostitutes and younger sex workers into becoming hooked into the system. And some of the women sex workers, prostitutes, I try my best to just call them sex workers, but I'm speaking the language that was taught to me as a child. Sex workers wasn't really used. It was either prostitutes or street names for prostitution. And y'all know what those are. Back then, the women sex workers, some bounced from pimp to pimp without paying the pimp moving tax. Once they landed on me, they made more money than I did because they wanted to work for me. I didn't know anything about pimping. I just had to make more money than me. And that's why they left all the other pimps to work for me. You know, making sure that the women were available for sex for the men, and the men were available for sex for women. That's what happened. you know, the eyewitness, Romeo pimps, lover boys, pimp sticks, reckless eyeballing, quote unquote, and I witnessed the newer pimps, popcorn pimps, wannabes. By the way, popcorn pimp means is a phenomenon which occurs among adolescent cocaine users of the gender diversity who utilize children younger than themselves to support their habits. A pimp uses violence, intimidation, and control of their sex workers is called a gorilla pimp. So they all left those type of pimps to work for me. I never abused them verbally. I never abused them non-verbally. So this is what happened to me. These are things that I witnessed, and as for I'm having trouble speaking for the obvious reasons. The pimp control trafficking, gang control trafficking, grooming, familial trafficking, I was forced to do those things. The only thing is, I never verbally abused anyone. I never non-verbally abused anyone. Anyone meaning the women, the men that were forced to work for me. There was child brothels and child sex clubs at the time too. That I was forced to witness and forced to be victimized in directly and indirectly. The Romeo pimps and the lover boys are real. I was forced to be one. I was just never misogynist in words and actions. So I didn't get to tell the women I was sleeping with all these details, but subconsciously, those were the rest of the reasons why I gravitated towards these women, and the rest of the reasons why these women gravitated towards me was because I was the only kind male I was the only kindly male I was the only kind-hearted male I was the only warm-hearted male I was the only tender-hearted male I was the only big-hearted male I was the only good-natured male I was the only good male. I was the only gracious male. I was the only healthy, tolerant male. I was the only benign male. I was the only compassionate male. I was the only caring male. I was the only sympathetic male. I was the only considerate male. I was the only thoughtful male. I was the only well-meaning male. I was the only healthily obliging male. I was the only reasonably accommodating male. I was the only helpful male. I was the only decent male. I was the only neighborly male. I was the only public-spirited male. I was the only charitable male. I was the only altruistic male. I was the only humane male. I was the only humanitarian male. I was the only philanthropic male. I was the only generous male. I was the only magnanimous male. I was the only munificent male. I was the only unselfish male. I was the only ungrudging male. I was the only unstinting male. I was the only open-handed male. I was the only free-handed male. I was the only spiritually lavish male. I was the only spiritually free male. I was the only benignant male. I was the only bounteous male. I was the only healthily indulgent male. I was the only beneficent male. I was the only bountiful male. And I was the only liberal male that they ever knew. I was the only not-for-profit male. I was the only non-profit male. I was the only almsgiving male. I was the only non-profit-making male. And I was the only eleemosynary male they ever knew. I was the only male that they ever experienced that was never unkind and never tight-fisted. I was always well-meaning and kindly to them. As the only male that they got to experience these particular character traits from. I was the only male that was sexually kind, sexually kindly, sexually kind-hearted, sexually warm-hearted, sexually tender-hearted, sexually big-hearted, sexually good-natured, sexually good, sexually gracious, sexually healthily tolerant, sexually benign, sexually compassionate, sexually caring, sexually sympathetic, sexually considerate, sexually thoughtful, sexually well-meaning, healthily sexually obliging, sexually reasonably accommodating, sexually helpful, sexually decent, sexually neighborly, sexually public-spirited, sexually charitable, sexually altruistic, sexually humane, sexually humanitarian, sexually philanthropic, sexually generous, sexually magnanimous, sexually munificent, sexually unselfish, sexually ungrudging, sexually unstinting, sexually open-handed, sexually free-handed, sexually free, sexually liberal, sexually lavish, sexually bountiful, sexually beneficent, healthily sexually indulgent, sexually bounteous, sexually benignant, sexually non-profit making, sexually non-profit, sexually not-for-profit, sexually almsgiving, sexually eleemosynary, male that they ever knew. I was the only male they ever knew that was never sexually unkind, never sexually tight-fisted, always sexually well-meaning and kindly. I was always benevolent and sexually benevolent to them. No other males were of those characteristics but me. Those are all the reasons why myself and my past women sex partners gravitated towards one another. When it comes to women in general, especially in the past, I was the only male that was always of gentle manliness and chivalry in all of my words, all of my actions, all of my thoughts, all of my emotions, all of my gestures, all of my facial expressions, all of my body languages, all of my tones of voices, and all of my word choices.